Good morning. Today we are continuing with our conversation of looking at the fingernails during Havdalah, during the bracha, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. And yesterday we saw that there are five different reasons for looking at either the fingernails or the palm of the hand during the Havdalah, during the Birkas Haner, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. And today we're going to see how do the poskim paskin in this regard. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Nohagim l'istakel bekapos hadyadayim ubetziporanayim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the minug, it's a minug indeed to look not only at the fingernails, but he says also at the palms. So we're looking at the palms and the fingernails. So how do we do that at the same time? So now we're going to look at the Ramah, and he's going to talk about what do we do during this time period, during the Havdalah, and how are we going to be looking at both of those areas together. So says the Ramah as follows, V'yesh liros b'tziporne yad yamin, when we're talking about look at the fingernails, we're talking about the fingernails on the right hand. This is talking at least about the person who is saying Havdalah. Why? Because he has to hold the cup of wine in his left hand. So that's what's going on here. A cup of wine in the left hand. He is going to be looking at the fingernails on the right hand. And so how do you do that? So he explains as follows. What we do is we hold the palm facing towards us and we bend the fingers into the palm. So accordingly, when we bend the fingers into the palm, we kind of clench our fist with the fingernails pointing towards us, we are able to look not only at the part of the palm that is still uncovered, but also at the fingernails at the same time. So that is the view of the Ramah. The view of the Ramah, once again, is we are going to hold our palm facing towards us. You don't have to go in these steps per se, but this is so we can illustrate without a video how to do it. So you would hold your palm towards yourself and you would close your fingers, and accordingly with the fingers folded into the palm, we are now able to see the uncovered part of the palm and the fingernails at the same time. That is the view of the Ramah. Now the Magen Avraham, the major commentator on the Shulchan Aruch, brings two different minhagim. The first one, he says, is the minhag of the Ramah. The Ramah writes it also in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe is the Ramah, Rav Moshe Israelis. He first wrote a commentary on the tour, so that is the Darkei Moshe. And then he afterward wrote comments on the Shulchan Aruch. That's called, referred to as the Ramah. So in the Darkei Moshe, he basically says the same thing, that the Minhag Yisrael is that what we do is we have our palms and we fold our fingers into the palms and we look at both the fingernails and the palms. And then the Magen Avraham brings a second Minhag. This is in the name of the Shitas HaKavanos, that the Kavanos HaZohar, what the Zohar really meant, because the Ramah in his Minhag was bringing the Zohar, but the Shitas of the Kavana says that what the Zohar really meant was not what we just stated. It's not that we have the palm and we fold the fingers into the palm, but rather what we do is we extend the fingers out with the palm down towards the ground. So in other words, when we're looking at the candle, we have the candle, we're pointing the fingers towards the candle, we have the palm down, so we're able to see the fingers and the fingernails pointing towards the candle at the same time. So that is the sheet of the Kavanos. And another important point is we cover up the thumb. So we're looking only at the backs of the four fingers together with the fingernails pointing towards the candle with the thumb folded underneath the palm. So that is the view of the Magen Avraham, who is not the view of the Magen Avraham yet, but that's the two views that the Magen Avraham brings. And then the Magen Avraham says as follows, accordingly, because we have these two opinions, the opinion of the Ramah, that we fold the fingers into the palm with them pointing towards us, or that we open up the fingers with the palm pointing down and the fingers extended and we look at the back of the fingers, he says, I believe that is why some people are noheg to do both. They first do the minhag of the Ramah, and then afterwards they open up the fingers, they turn over the palm pointing down and point the fingers towards the candle. The Shari Tshuva brings that this whole concept of looking at the tziporanayim, looking at the fingernails, is only the fingernails of the four fingers. This does not include the thumb. The thumb is hidden, is covered up. This is all pi kabbalah. And just to conclude, the Mishnah Berurah brings a number of these issues, and he says that the minhag, those there are people that are noheg, indeed to do both of the minhagim, or we'll read his language, umash and noagim lachvok has both, that this minhag that we close up the fingers, hainu ha'arba etzbaos al gava golal, even when we are having the palm pointing towards us and we close the fingers, that indeed is the same thing, that it's only the four fingers that we are closing. We are closing them over the thumb. So the thumb, again, is being covered. So even in the shita of the Ramah, the first shita, that we are having the palm point towards us and closing the fingers, we're going to close the four fingers over the thumb, and we're going to look at the fingernails together with the palm as it's pointing towards us. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on, v'yesh nohagim, there are those that are indeed noheg then to flip the hand over and to extend the fingers with the palm pointing downwards, that they look at the back of the fingers together with the tziporaim, together with the fingernails afterwards. So indeed, there are people that do both of those minhagim. Have a wonderful day.